Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the second day of Tevis, and the seventh day of Chanukah, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Yud Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. This Perek is going to deal with the marriage of a deaf-mute, whether it's the husband who's a deaf-mute or whether it's the wife that was the deaf-mute, in respect of Get and Yibum. Now, the previous perek, we've already explained that the marriage of a deaf-mute, whether it's the bride or the bridegroom, is only midrabanan, because they don't have the capacity to make proper kiddushin min haTorah. The Chachamim made a kiddushin for them. They said, look, we'll give you this permission to make kiddushin, but it's not recognized min haTorah. Says the Mishnah Aleph. Cheresh, if the man who was marrying a woman happened to be a deaf mute, shenasa pikachas, and he's marrying a normal woman who's not cheresh, ufikach shenasa cheresh, or the other way around, where the man was normal, but the wife was a cheresh, a deaf mute. Now, can he divorce the wife? Says the Mishnah, imrotza yotze. If he wants, he can divorce his wife with a get. Vimrotzen, if he wants, Yikayim, he can keep her. Why is that? How can he divorce her? He's a cheresh, or she's a chereshes. Says the Mishnah, Kishem Shehu Koines Birmiza, just like when he married her with remiza, with hinting, or with gesturing. Kachumotze Birmiza, so when he divorces her, he'll use the same method. He'll divorce her with hints or with the gesturing in the same way. In other words, The get will be just as strong as the kiddushin. The kiddushin was only done in remiza by hinting or gesturing, so will the get will be as well. Now, this is in the case where the cheresh is giving the get, and how much more so when the pikeach is the one giving that, the normal person's giving the get, and his wife was a cheresh, for sure he can do a get. He can give megarasha. Why? Because we don't need the consent of the woman in a get. This is before they made the takana. Initially, as far as the Torah is concerned, at least you don't need the consent of a woman to give a get. It can be given against her will. Pikeach shenosa pikachas. Now, next case: what happens if a normal man marries a normal woman? The kiddushin is binding min haTorah. V'nischarsha, and then later on she became a deaf mute. Imrotza yotzi, if he wants, he can divorce her. Even though the marriage was a powerful marriage, it was min haTorah recognized, because at the time he married her, she was pikacha, she was normal, and he was normal. He can still divorce her even though now she's a deaf mute, because you don't need the consent of a woman to give a get, and therefore the get will be perfectly binding min haTorah. V'im rotza, but if he wants, he came. If he wants, he can keep her as a wife. If he wants to keep his wife, who's now become Nebuch, she's become a deaf mute, he can keep her. Nishtates, says the Mishnah. What happens if he married her normally, but he was normal, she was normal, and she became Meshuggah, she became Nebuch, she lost her mind? Yelo yotze, he cannot divorce her. And that's even if she knows how to keep her get, how to watch over her get. Doesn't matter. You can't divorce her, and she could get a get, because you don't need the consent of the woman. But the Chacham did not want this to happen. The Chacham did not want a husband to divorce a wife with a get if she is out of her mind, because they were worried that if he divorces her, she'll become abused. Nischarash hu oinishtata. Now, what happens if it's not she who became deaf mute or became out of the mind? Maybe what happens if he did, the husband? He married a woman when he was normal and she was normal, and then he became deaf mute or he became retarded. Now, since the marriage was a proper marriage, minatora, a proper binding marriage, he will never be able to divorce his wife. As long as he's in that state, he cannot divorce his wife, because he is not a bardas, he's not of sound mind. And the get requires a man of sound mind to be able to do a proper get, in order to get rid of his previous marriage, which was a proper marriage, min haTorah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Mipnei maha isha shenischarsha yoitza, v'ha isha nischarsha enemoitza. What's the reason? Rabbi Yochanan Nuri is arguing with the Chacham. He says, look, just like a man who became deaf-mute cannot give a get, so a woman who became deaf-mute cannot receive a get. But he's asking the Chachamim, why do you make a difference between the man and the woman? To which they responded, Omrulai, they said to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Einoi doimeh ha'isha megaresh la'isha miskareshes. You can't compare a man who divorces to a woman who is being divorced. Sha'isha yoitzol ritzayna v'shalol ritzayna. A woman, she can get out of the marriage with a get, whether you have consent, whether she don't have her consent. V'ha'ish ena moitzol ritzayna. But a man can only give a get with his consent, with his, when he's in control of his mind, if he's got his full capacity there. But if he doesn't, because let's say he became a cheresh, a deaf mute, then he cannot divorce his wife that he is mekadesha with a proper kiddushin when he was mekayach. He can't get out of that. If it was done originally, as we said in the Mishnah, when the original marriage he was anyway mirabonan marriage, so he can divorce it that way, but not if the marriage initially was a binding marriage minatar. Mishnah base. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, alachareshes sheisiya avia sheyotzu beget. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada paskened. He testified about a case where a father received money of kiddushin for his daughter who was a minor. He married her off, which makes her an absolutely married woman. She's an Eishes Ish Gemura, and a complete married woman in Min HaTorah, because her father has that power to do so, even though she's a Chareshes, she's deaf-mute. And he paskens that she can go out with a get. She can get out of this marriage, this binding marriage, with a get, even though she's a Chareshes, even though she's now she's a deaf-mute, and she's not a Bastas. Why? Because once again, a woman does not to be divorced with her consent. You don't need her consent to marry her. Again, this is all in the original Torah law. Later on, they made different gezeiros, but in the times of the Mishnah, or at this stage, a woman could be divorced without her consent. So there's no problem. No problem about a man divorcing his wife in that situation when she was a chareshes. Now, this is what Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada paskened. And this is almost identical to what the Chachamim held in the previous Mishnah. And indeed, the Chachamim used this case, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, to argue against Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who disputed this in the previous Mishnah. As the Mishnah now continues, Omru loy, the Chachamim now turned to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri of the previous Mishnah, who argued with them, and said there's no difference between a man who became deaf mute or a woman who became deaf mute. No get can take place. And the Chacham said, there is a big difference. And they said, Avzoi, this case too, the Pikachas, a normal woman who became Chareshas, where she became a deaf-mute, despite the fact that the original marriage was Minat Torah, was a proper full-fledged marriage, Kayotzeba will have the same halacha, the same result as what Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada paskened about a Chareshas, about the deaf-mute that her father married off, that she can get a get. Meaning that there also, in the case of the Chareshes, the deaf-mute, whose father married her off, and as we said before, a father has the power to make that marriage Minat Torah, so therefore, and what Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada paskened, he said that she can get a get afterwards from her husband, because you don't need her consent. And therefore the Chachamim say, here we are, we bring you a testimony of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada to argue and to respond to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Yes, there is a big difference between a man who is of not proper sound mind to a case where the woman is the one who doesn't have the sound mind.